sexy, spooky bones.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I am Rolando.
No, I'm Johnny.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, hello. And welcome to the show. This week, we are reviewing The Long Walk.
Just stretching before we do this.
Just make sure you use the bathroom. As always, John will give us the plot in 5 words. He'll give our first thoughts, and then we go to a deep spoiler analysis. But first, John, last week, epic show. We did spot on Mrs. Doubtfire impersonations. If you want to go and revisit that.
Hello!
Just give them a little taste. They don't need the whole sauce.
Here, let me do an impersonation of one of the characters in this movie. I'm going about day and man to be in a man to be in about.
Was that Judy Gurr?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Poor Judy. I know. Lover. Poor Judy Gurr.
And is it me, before we begin, is it me or does the director of this movie look Francis Lawrence?
Francis Lawrence.
Which he's done.
Oh, I know what he's
one
done.
One of my favorite Keanu Reeves movies. Of all time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he look a little bit like a evil Bradley Cooper?
Evil Bradley Cooper. I think that's just Bradley Cooper. There's no. Oh, dude, he does. With more of a receding hairline, like longer hair.
He looks like a Russian German evil Bradley Cooper.
Very, very, very true. Wow. Yeah.
Come at us, Francis Lawrence. And I'm
still... Yeah, if you want to be on the show, talk to us. By all means. But yes, if you want to hear that or any other opinions or impersonations. Am I saying that right? I've had a long day.
Yeah.
Impersonations. Okay, good.
Yeah.
You can do that by following us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcatcher of choice. The Long Walk, John.
Yes. That's when it's two fists, right?
I don't know.
A select group of dirty people will understand that joke.
I'm not going to kink shame you, so I won't ask you to explain.
No. The shocker.
Oh, okay.
The devastator and the long walk home is what it's... Anyway.
Okay.
If you want us to explain that, let us know in the comments below. The long walk.
Do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Coming in at number 3 for The Long Walk, Richard Bachman's The Walking Man.
The Walking Man.
Coming in at number 2 for The Long Walk, Mark wears sunglasses at night.
Mark wears sunglasses at night.
At the end of the movie, Mark Hamill.
Oh, comes out, he's wearing ankle and sunglasses.
Yes, I was like, what's he doing, dude? Yeah. Anyway, and coming in at number 1 for The Long Walk, cool guys don't wear hokas.
Hokas? What are hokas?
The shoes.
Oh.
Famously comfortable walking shoes.
Oh. Well, this is post-apocalyptic. Do you think the hoka brand survived this apocalypse?
Because it's not really post-apocalyptic. It's just like a future of America, right?
Oh,
it's just,
yeah. Okay. True.
And I got a bonus one.
Okay. Let's take it.
Otis the dog's favorite movie.
Oh, really?
He doesn't understand the movie, but he does understand The Long Walk. And he got very excited.
Okay, The Long Walk. So ChatGPT described this as a horror.
Defines this as a horror movie because...
The Long Walk is considered a horror movie. I'll read the prompt. The Long Walk is considered a horror movie because its terror comes from psychological dread, brutal inevitability, and the slow destruction of its characters, rather than monsters or jump scares. So, John, we don't have to make the whole show about not...
How it's not really a horror movie. I mean, yeah, I guess, to be fair, America is kind of a horror movie right now, so I guess I understand.
I almost took this as like, maybe I'm wrong, the premise being, you know, there's like a group of boys that walk until one of them wins. You know what I mean? They walk, and if they stop, they get shot. And then basically, like, if one, the last one wins money or whatever, and a wish, essentially what the premise is. I thought this was more of a metaphor for like life. I know that's very like obvious, right? Because we meet yeah. and we meet people and we go along with them, and then sometimes they disappear out of our lives, and then as the longer we walk, quote unquote, the longer life goes, it kind of like you have less people around you as contestants. I mean, they're not shot in the head, obviously. That's where it kind of like metaphor breaks down, right? But that's kind of what I thought.
I got a different take from it.
That was my first, before I saw the movie, that was kind of like what I thought the movie was trying to say. But I think I'm getting something else out of it now. I mean, it seems very focused on what it's trying to communicate.
I think it's pretty clear. It's just, I mean, spoilers, it's a movie about the importance of proper footwear. Like, I don't know what else this movie could be. Like, hey, like, if you're going to go on like a 300 plus mile walk, probably don't wear Chuck Taylor's Converse, you know?
Right.
Probably the worst shoe you possibly could have picked. And there's two characters with Chuck Taylor Converse.
Right, yeah.
Probably don't wear work boots, but I understand they're supposed to be poor. I'm just saying, work boots and Chuck Taylor's aren't cheap anymore.
I mean... Yeah, I mean, even if you had a comfortable shoe, it's kind of like, I don't know, that idea wasn't fully explored. Like, nobody really, like, this doesn't really, like, I don't know. Have you ever seen those, like,
it's
triathlons, or, like, you've seen that one event where they simulate something like this, where they're not walking per se, but they're, like, there's different, there's, like, an actual thing, which I'm not remembering, and there's, like, more of a team thing than a singular sport, right? But, like, but it's the same idea. Like, you would prepare for such a thing, right? Like, nobody's prepared. Nobody, there's no, like...
No. yeah, there's no...
It's more, and strategy. There's no, like, strategy for anybody in this movie.
No... It's either the movie was going to focus on stuff like that, or it's going to focus on the poop and piss stuff. So you pick one. You can't have both.
So I picked on the poop and piss.
It was my first question, and then it was immediately answered.
Over and over again. This is...
yeah.
That's probably the first problem I had. There's like too much concentration on poop on this movie.
Yeah.
It's just way too much about these guys' bowel movements. It was kind of fun watching that one guy like basically die because he had diarrhea.
Anybody
has diarrhea, they want to die. But this is kind of like played out, you know, theatrically.
Which I thought was, I was like, that's sad. But also anytime that I've had diarrhea in public, I tend to walk way faster.
You have a duck walk. So,
yeah. Like, oh, gotta go. Just kind of shake it out of my pant leg.
Yeah. Shake it out of my pant leg.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nobody thought about wearing a diaper, but I guess that would get gross. Well, I mean, regardless, it's going to get gross.
I think that would, like, treating it as, like, an event or sport, you know, a competition would actually, you know, lessen the drama of the piece.
Yeah.
Because
you're right. Like, people that have trained for things like this, especially, like, long-distance runners, they, like, it's... famously known that they shit themselves or piss themselves. It's just, it is what it is. You don't give up before the goal line because of that. You trained for so long.
Right, yeah. Or, yeah, I think if I put myself in this situation, I wouldn't want to become friends with any of these people. I would be goal-oriented and be like, I have a goal. I know what I want to do. I've practiced, you know. I wouldn't want to know anybody's name. I wouldn't care about anybody. I would just want to just focus on, like, myself. I don't know. What about you? What was your thought about it? Did you think about that? Like, if you put yourself in this situation?
They explain this as in, like, everybody signs up for this thing. Like, they have a choice, but they don't have a choice. But if there is a choice in the matter, I'm just, like, not going to sign up for something like that.
Yeah, well, see, what did they say in the first scene, right? Because
Baby Hoffman is Hoffman Jr. talking about that they didn't. They made it seem like they had the choice to do it, but they can't think of it. Nobody can name a single person who hasn't signed up for it.
Yeah, so it's, well, they said, like, Judy Greer's like, oh well, what did she say? She says something like, well, you don't have to go, or can we get you out of this? And she's like, well, yesterday was the last day to, like, say something. But I think you're right. I think it's more implied that, like, you don't you don't really have a choice to be involved, because there's only, like, what, a handful of, maybe, like, one or maybe a couple, like, flashback scenes that I think from Cooper Hoffman's, our, like, main protagonist perspective, that it's almost implied that it's very talitorian, that, like, oh, you're, like, rah rah rah, like, we're for state or whatever, our country, but it's implied there's a little bit of a totalitarian thing with the major, played by Mark Hamill, that it's very, like, they're militant, right? They're, like, forcing them to do these things.
That's the spirit.
Right, yeah.
You grunts, do it for America.
it's almost implied that way from just from the brief flashbacks. I feel like that was, I love the idea of like the perspective they took, because they're taking this sort of like contest from their perspective, from the inside out, I suppose, from the outside in, right? Like, because normally you would want to see shit like the TV coverage and how it's portrayed, sort of like the Running Man. You kind of have that theme, the comparison you made of like calling it the Walking Man. It is a bit of like the Running Man. Almost kind of would have liked maybe more from the outside world. Yeah. About what they thought of this.
This is another Stephen King short story, right? Yep.
I don't know if it was Richard Bachman that wrote this, was it? Or was it?
I think this was Stephen King's short stories and not Richard Bachman.
Okay, so it's like Stephen King wrote this, right? Instead of his pseudonym?
Instead of his twin brother.
His twin brother, yeah.
Richard Bachman.
I mean, I don't know. I guess there's faults. There's like give and takes, right? When you take this sort of insular position of like, oh, well, they're only going to stick with the characters and the guys, but then we have no perspective on like how they're being portrayed on TV. There is that like one fan that's a fan of Raymond Garrity, our main protagonist, Cooper Hoffman's character. That one girl who has like a sign or whatever to make it all the way.
Which I didn't understand.
Didn't make any sense.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things. I wish they had done more outside perspective. I agree with that.
I almost felt like it needed it, right? That kind of get a more of a grasp of the world itself.
You're bringing up a really valid point, and I'm wondering if it was just like a budget thing, but the whole movie, it was like, yeah, it's sad, but man, it's missing something. Like, it's like not grasping me the whole time, because it is a lot of just conversations, which is fine, but I didn't understand the stakes,
right? Just the stuff in their lives. The basic, like,
yeah, or they're gonna or die, they're gonna die. It, but like it's, yeah.
I will give credit to the movie was that they didn't really shy away from the violence. There's a lot of shots of all of these, or the poop. There's a lot of shots of these kids getting shot in the face without cutting away. Though there is a really poignant moment later in the movie where a character dies and we don't hear the gunshot, which I thought was really interesting. But then,
or they kind of mentioned that they're gonna let him bleed out as a example,
right? Yeah. So then, I was kind of liking the setup with like Judy Greer being the mom dropping off her son, and then she's like, anytime we have Judy Greer in a movie, it's like fantastic. She's one of the most underappreciated, underutilized actresses, and here again she shines in a great moment in the beginning of the movie.
She shines in the
beginning of the movie.
6 minutes she's in the movie.
She comes back later, and I was less excited about it, but I thought her dropping off her son and how she looks older, she's maybe wearing less makeup than you would suspect. She's definitely looking a lot older and like a mother. And
she's probably, I mean, I could even imagine a world where they put makeup on her to make her look a little more tired.
Yeah, I don't want to do the thing and be like, oh, well, she doesn't have any, she wasn't wearing makeup. Like, I know that. Like, I don't know anything about makeup. So,
yeah, she's run down, bro.
She says, yeah. Honestly, aside from like the whatever this is, the event or whatever, the long walk itself, like the only other kind of antagonist for this movie is the Major, but I don't think we get enough of him because I feel like by the end of this movie, they're trying to like weave more explanations for this really just like one. So basically like Mark Hamill does like this big speech about like you were starting the walk and does like this whole very like thing where to like a rah-rah speech, chewing the scenery, very big performance, and then he kind of disappears, and then by the end of the movie, him and, without spoiling, get like he's like kind of affecting some of the other characters, like reasons to be in the thing, and I almost feel like there should have been more of that, more of Mark Hamill.
It kind of felt like outfield, like just, it was like, what?
Yeah. Though there's a reveal later in the movie and it did feel out of place. It
doesn't really pay off for me either. It's just a reason for somebody to die, I guess.
Yeah. So it's like they almost wanted more of that particular character, right?
I think that's another probable issue I had with the movie was, like you said, there just wasn't enough of a lot of things. So I didn't. Yeah, it's sad that these people die, but I'm also not connected to anybody, really. Mm. You're kind of connected to Cooper Hoffman,
you know,
because you're like, oh, well, he's, you know, single mother, Judy Greer, and you don't want that relationship tarnished. But I don't know, you know.
Right.
And then you just kind of like, okay, I made fun of the accent that he tried to use, David Johnson. Mm-hmm. But he was fantastic. I mean, he was probably the one character I was like, I hope he's fine.
Right.
But other than that, no.
Yeah, and there is sort of like, There's definitely like a downbeat melancholiness because you know there's can only be like one survivor and then all of these guys are gonna be dying one way or another, right?
So Henry Cavill's Highland,
it's like watching knowing that people are gonna die. I don't want to compare it to anything and like say something like inappropriate, but like since
like Battle Royale,
like Battle Royale, yeah. That's true, that's a much better, easier comparison.
Yeah It's basically that, right? It's
a very slow moving battle royale.
Yeah, that's why when people are like, man, isn't like Squid Games a lot like the Hunger Games, I'm like, don't you mean battle royale?
No, I actually, it's so funny, I brought this up to a book reader of the Hunger Games that it's just battle royale, that's all it is.
I think the author admitted that too,
supposedly, but the author's like, no, this is about the Bush administration, and it's like, no, it's not. It's about Battle Royale.
No, yeah.
She had never even seen the movie, but how? I had a copy of it. It was out. Yeah. Like it was not that hard to get.
We come from middle of nowhere Texas, and we had copies of this movie.
Yeah, it's some crusty East Coast writer is gonna couldn't get access to this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I call foul on that. But
what is it, like Battle Royale and Suicide Club were the movies that just were rotating everywhere during that time?
Exactly. Yeah, so I don't know. I just don't believe that she didn't take inspiration or rip off Battle Royale.
Yeah. Or even at the very least, the one on the train, what is that one called?
The one on the train? Train to Busan?
Yeah, Chris Evans. I think came out
Snowpiercer,
in the...
Yeah.
I mean, that movie's kind of old now too, right?
Anyway. Okay. Is there anything you liked about the movie?
The Long Walk. I mean, I feel like I liked it for the most part. I just...
I think there's some good performances here.
Like it was missing something.
Yeah. Huh? I like the two leads, you know, was it Cooper Hoffman and David Johnson? Like I thought they're both performances are really good.
I actually thought they all did a pretty good job in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd agree with that as well.
Yeah, I can't say there was any really weak performances. Like, they probably, director got exactly what he wanted from each person, I feel.
And
like,
I think one of the strengths is that I think for such a large cast of characters or men, I think they're pretty unique. And like, this guy's this guy, and this guy's this guy. You know what I mean? They all had like personality to them.
Yes.
I think the writing, the acting, and the casting.
Yeah, like
so. In that respect, yes, I agree. I think it was pretty solid. I thought it was a little. The one moment I thought was a little heavy-handed. And agree to disagree, but was when the one Indian guy is about to die. And like,
yeah, our only Native American in the entire film just goes like, you know what? It's like I can imagine Francis Lawrence going like, you know who Geronimo is?
He does like where the what do you call the battle cry?
We're gonna do that. Yeah,
like
yeah.
You would see the old Indian battle cries from westerns,
and that's just something
it just
like,
didn't land, dude.
I don't know. It's because it's like this is a movie in 2020. When did this come out? 24, 25?
This movie came out last year, I think. But
right, the very beginning of last year,
the middle of last or the end of last year, I believe. To late last year. I just thought
maybe I know I bought it during that time.
I get the
was September.
I get the meaning of the scene. It's supposed to invoke his, like, because they feel repressed. They feel like they're being held down. So, like, this is his cry for, like, freedom and his individuality.
But that's another instance where you nailed it on the head where, like, maybe if we knew more of the outside perspective of, like, his world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And not just kind of shoehorn it in to be like, this is impactful because he's Native American. Like, okay.
Or even a little note.
I mean, I liked it. I thought it was cool what he did.
I thought it was a little like, I'm not emotionally in this right now. Like, I.
No, but he's like the only guy that, like, is it a spoiler what he does?
Well, no. I mean, the other guy too, the quote unquote antagonist of, what is his name? Barkovich. He also did something similar to get out of the contest, Long Walk.
Yeah, but he didn't, what I'm saying is one of these people killed somebody else.
Oh, yeah, I get what you mean, yeah.
Like in a badass fashion. I'm like, yeah, fuck
it. Yeah, I agree with you.
And I guess it might as well have been him as opposed to anybody else, because it wouldn't have made sense if anybody else did that.
But then your cast, and it's kind of like, I would push against it to make a spicy argument. Not that I believe in this or not, then to purposely cast an actor of Indian heritage and make him the sort of rebel. You're sort of propping him up as a symbol, not really a character.
That's what I'm saying. You were right about him, the heavy-handed like battle cry and him being angry all the time. Yeah. I'm like, okay, sure, but then that's what I'm saying. He's the only guy that makes sense to do something like that.
Okay.
But then we don't understand why he's like that.
Because, like, if we want, like, I feel like the post-apocalyptic thing, I call it post-apocalyptic, but it sort of seems like the society stopped developing around the 60s and 70s, right? Because there seems to have that aesthetic. Yeah. So we can assume...
I feel like you can call it dystopian, right? That's like a weird dystopian...
Much better term.
Near future.
Right. But it seems like whatever happened that made it dystopian kind of happened around the 60s and 70s, right? More or less. Because it kind of has that look and feel.
Oh, JFK lived.
Right?
Too soon?
Right? Richard Nixon dog survived? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's the Dr. Manhattan. We're talking about Watchmen.
Abdul-Mateen right. II.
That's funny. Kennedy got a second term, so the dystopian future was upon us.
And because he can't walk anymore, he's going to make others walk.
The long walk. It all makes sense. We see you, Stephen King. We know what you're really writing about.
Genius.
Stephen King's like what we said for the last 20 right? minutes. We think we found the meaning of this movie. Okay. if you have anything else to add before we get into spoilers?
No. I was just going to say, I'm trying to see. I think The Long Walk is actually a newer novel by Stephen King. Like a fairly recent.
Okay.
I just want to get that correct.
Okay.
But okay. As far as anything else before we rate it or give her spoilers. No, it's not. Like I said, it's not a bad movie. It's just missing something. And I think we pretty much nailed what it was missing in general. But
I think, not to correct you again, but I just read a quick thing. Like it says that he wrote it.
In 1979.
Yeah, wrote a while ago. Because it seems just on... The trivia here.
Under the pseudonym Richard Bachman.
Okay, so it wasn't Richard Bachman, you're right. The long...
If it involves running or walking...
Bachman. Bachman tags in. Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Or regulating, right? Which one was that? Yeah, yeah. It's probably Richard Bachman.
Yeah, just King cannot be bothered with this stuff. Yeah, okay. All right, let's get into spoilers.
Wait! No, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into...
Spoilers.
Who survived the long walk, John?
Aliens Romulus guy.
Alien Romulus guy.
The guy that I said had a really terrible accent.
So I hated this ending. I thought this was a very... Well, hate's a strong word. I thought it was a flat ending. This was like super flat.
I thought it was flat. And I also was like, why set him up to be the, like, he is
a friend.
Champion as the hero because he's trying to sacrifice himself anyway because he's like, fuck it. He basically says he's like a transient person to begin with. So it doesn't matter. All he does is walk his whole life. And he mentions earlier, like, hey, when I'm done, I think I'm just going to, you know, sit down, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Cooper Hoffman, who's only got revenge on the mind, right? Because he wants to kill Mark Hamill for killing his dad because his dad was a rebel. You see how that goes full circle, right? Mark Hamill is basically the Darth Vader of this universe.
Wears dark sunglasses.
But yeah, he at the end, Cooper Hoffman like picks him up like, no, just walk with me a little bit longer and like psychs him out. And this was something that bothered me about the movie too. There's plenty of instances at the beginning where they're like, hey, second warning. All right. Third warning, they shoot him. And then later down the line, when you get to the characters that are more important, I guess, quote unquote, it fucking feels like, sorry for my language, like it feels like first warning, second warning, warning two and a half. Warning two and three quarters. I'm like, why does it take us so long to shoot this person? And they kind of do that at the end where like they don't shoot. Which one was Hank? Oh, wait, neither of them.
There's Peter and Raymond.
So Peter, right? David Johnson plays Peter and he goes and calls him Pete, right? And then Cooper Hoffman plays Ray. It's like when Peter's sitting down, they're like, all right, second warning. And there's a long pause of like where... Cooper Hoffman picks him up and goes like, walk with me longer, lets him walk in front of him and then proceeds to sit down or turn around. So he gets shot and they just fucking kill him. I'm like, all right, very quickly. And then what happens, right? The, So Cooper Hoffman's character's whole point was revenge. He wanted to win, to ask for whatever weapon was immediately in the vicinity. He said something specifically. I guess the ARs that they use.
The one Mark Hamill, Major, uses. I think it's, I want to say it's like kind of tradition that he does the last kill before the winner. And that that's the specific gun he uses for that moment. And coincidentally, it's the same gun that was used to kill his dad, I believe, right?
Yeah, it's like a blue lightsaber.
Right, green lightsaber. So, come on, nerds. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With it. We don't want the nerds to fill the comments with their lightsaber stuff.
But then, yeah, he shoots him anyway, and Cooper Hoffman just like accepts his fate to save his new friend, his brother, right? That's what they decide that they're brothers now. And Pete decides to ask for a gun just to shoot Mark Hamill, and it kind of felt like that made Cooper Hoffman's death in vain. It made the whole situation flip on its head. So now he's not somebody who would see, you know, do better, be better.
I mean,
this could set itself up for a sequel too, right? Where they like go back and try to fight him, but then it would be 100% Running Man.
The short jog. No, I'd have to. I think you brought up a great point. Oh, I wanted to mention the point again with that you made, is that I feel like Peter's character is sort of the prototypical hero, in that he's very charismatic. He kind of unifies a lot of the guys together. Everyone kind of like, he kind of seems like he's the social center of this group of kids, right? And sort of like, I almost felt like Raymond Garrity's character should have been, and he's like the opposite too, right? He's purposely cast to be a little bigger and struggles with some of the walking. While we never got that sense from Peter, so to kind of like, I don't know if they're trying to like subvert expectations here, or like this was in the book. I haven't read the book, obviously, but yeah, Raymond's sacrifice didn't land,
no.
And Peter surviving just like okay, and then he I get the symbolism like you described, like that he kind of does what Raymond couldn't, and then.
Which is, I get it's like, that's his whole life, right? That he just, that's all he is in life, is just somebody that walks. Like in a sort of like symbolic way of like, he's never had a home. He's always just ran from place to place. But like it was, the whole idea was like, he was supposed to be the better person and he still shoots Mark Hamill. Yeah. Yeah, and he was supposed to be the MVP, right? Like the shooting guard of the team? Because why else would he be 23? Michael Jordan, baby. Oh, also because I don't think we mentioned it, but the Native American dude grabs somebody's rifle from them, shoots them, and then he gets like, you know, shot while he does his battle cry. I don't think we mentioned what he did. I think we're just like, yeah. No, it was kind of flat. You're right. It was 100% flat. That's exactly what I thought, too. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, okay. And he was like the one guy at the beginning, like, you shouldn't talk about the walk that way. The major will have you killed, blah, blah, blah. And then later when they start kind of chanting, fuck the long walk, fuck the major, blah, 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 he kind of joins into like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. No, he had some sort of grand idea, which he realized, I think, by that point at the end of the movie, because he was already sick. He was, like, getting super sick. That he realizes how dumb it is. Which I think was the point of, maybe that's the point of the movie. All these people just needed to really understand what they want out of life. They just needed to, you know, take a long walk, clear their heads. And a lot of them did. They got their heads cleared. That's a execution joke. So he had this idea that he would be able to request maybe having tea with the major, and they would accept him into the major's home, because he knew that he was, you know, one of a dozen bastard right. children that the Majors, you know, put out in the world. And he thought he could be different. But by the end of the movie, he understood, like, I don't know what I was thinking.
The fifth kid took a shit on himself.
I do like that. One of the main guys, like, shits real quick and then pulls his pants up and starts running. And they're like, hey, dude, we love you. You're our friend, our brother, but...
I honestly felt like that character,
because I know you didn't have time to
really
wait.
Was that I really felt like that character's death is probably
focused
one of my
on shit.
Was, Arthur, I think was his name. He was one of the last.
Oh, wait, he just like fucking gave it all he gave had. Up.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was actually very effective. His little like monologue.
I was gonna say his was died, his and like, Ben
Hank Ben Wang's. Yeah,
should know this. Like Ben Wang, Hank Olsen's character. Yeah. I should know
yes. like, yeah, like I had mentioned, he's the only one I remember that he, they don't kill him. There's no gunshot.
Nice guy.
He's just
he, yeah. His death was sort of like pretty effective too.
Right. Yeah.
Freaking or they like they do shoot him, but like in the
he
chest or the leg
runs
or something.
Towards the other guys and stuff. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he's
I
like really
yeah.
starting
thought
to,
his death was very effective.
He's exhausted.
Everybody else was sort of like mixed to okay. Like not you know it was kind of like whatever. Okay. Do you have anything else before we rate the movie?
Yeah.
You want to talk about?
Said what I have to say. They should have been wearing Hokas. Yeah.
Covers it. Alrighty. Alrighty. I'm going to look that up.
Oh,
I'm
Hokas? Gonna, I feel like you're going to know exactly what they're when you look at them. Yes. Like, oh my God, why didn't I remember Hokas? Like everybody in LA likes to rock them. Those are on runnings.
Okay. Copy. All right. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones?
Don't do that. Just rate the movie. I'm gonna give The Long Walk 5.5 sexy spooky bones.
Okay, I'm around the same area. I'm gonna
it
do
was
a
fine.
Six.
Yeah, it's not a bad fine. Movie, but it's also like we've talked about. Just it's missing a lot. I feel like
yes. Yeah, so like if I have to be really like sit down and be critical of the movie, yes. Had I watched it for just entertainment value, just to watch, maybe I would have liked it. There's things to like about this movie. I think the filmmaking is good. Yeah, like a lot of the, I would say like, well, like the acting, of course, is really good. I like the, what would you call it? The milieu, right? The directing, or not directing, but the cinematography was really nice. The sort of like setting it in that specific time, I thought it had a very like distinct look. I thought it was very well thought out. It looked good on film or whatever, you know, looked good in the, as a movie. It's a good looking movie, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, that's about it. I'll give it a sec. All right, guys, not Binary Pals. Thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky and buy your Hokas. Thank you.